This is Talking Sense, and I'm Sammy Achen, Director of Marketing.
And I'm Sierra Ziliag, Marketing Strategy Manager.
We do a podcast, and we normally have Dr. Bob doing the podcast with us, but today we are taking it upon ourselves to do it ourselves, so we're going to give it a shot. With us here, we have two college students, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Woosley. I attend the University of Evansville, and I will be a junior this fall. I am an exercise science major with a minor in business, and I'm super excited to be here today.
And I am Taylor Johnson. I also attend the University of Evansville, and I'm going to be a sophomore on the women's soccer team, and I am studying chemistry as a pre-med.
So you guys are both excited to be here today?
Yes. We're very excited.
Okay. Sierra, what is our episode about today?
This is about Gen Z banking.
What is Gen Z banking?
It is banking for people who are the ages of, what is Gen Z?
Do you guys know
college age?
It is. It's like college age. I'm not a Gen Zer.
I am technically, by the book, like the first year of Gen Z. So I'm like an elder Gen Z, I guess.
You totally identify as a millennial, which I'm a millennial.
Yeah, I'm a zillennial.
Okay. That's okay. Do you both own the Gen Z term? Like, do you feel like you're like Gen Z at heart?
Yes, very.
Yeah? Okay. So yeah, we're going to be talking about Gen Z banking, and we've got some topics that we're going to hit today, and we really just want to know what they do with their money, how they spend it, what are the things that they're using to bank with. So we got some good introductions from them. Also, one thing they didn't mention is that they have partnered with Heritage. They partnered with us through NIL. So you guys want to explain what NIL is for us?
NIL is just an opportunity for college athletes who can go out and brand for businesses, for themselves, to draw to the school that they go to, as well as the business that they're supporting or partnering with. It really just helps to get not only our names out there, but you guys as well, or the business, so.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So NIL is name, image, likeness. You'll see a lot of college, like professional college athletes now are doing this. So we've branched out here in Evansville, and we've got our first two NIL students here, and they actually just finished up their first contract, and Sierra monitored a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So
they did an excellent job. They shared about Heritage on their own social media. They shared some of our stuff, and they really did a great job with the partnership.
Yeah, we're super excited, and I think we're going to renew for another term, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you guys did great work. So we're really looking forward to that. So college right now. You guys are in college, and you have 2 years left and 3 years left?
Yes.
Okay. And then you already told us your major. So how do you feel you guys are, like, financially doing right now in college? Like, do you feel like you have a good grasp on finances, or do you feel like you're just starting to familiarize yourself with everything?
I would say as I get older, definitely more starting to familiarize myself. They don't teach you the stuff in college. So this has been a really good, I think, thing for both of us to kind of learn and get out there and put money in our bank accounts or our checking accounts, stuff like that. So I think that's really helped us a lot.
Yeah, being able to learn a lot about the process and everything, especially being very new to it, coming out of high school. So it's been a great opportunity to do that, as well as get our names out there, support Heritage, and everything.
Did you take any finance courses in high school or college that taught you about banking? Or
I did not.
I did not either.
Yeah. So this is all kind of new.
Yeah. So back to NIL, because you guys just got your first big payout from us for wrapping up the contract and all of your impressions and engagements. So I physically remember, like, depositing that money into your guys' account and texting you, like, the money has hit the bank. So is it still there? Have you spent it? What did you guys do?
I've spent a little bit of mine. My parents obviously helped me out a lot with money. With being an athlete, it's very hard because we don't have jobs. But this was really nice because I started to pay for some of my own stuff, whether it's going to get my nails done, or I'm going out to eat with my sister. I paid for that, stuff like that, like little things. And then also I mentioned my soccer business type of thing, I bought new soccer goals for that, for the little kids. So that was a good,
yeah. People listening who don't know.
So coming out of high school, going into my freshman year, I kind of started like a little soccer side business just to make some extra cash going into college to buy stuff for my dorm and other stuff. But I kind of get to be flexible with it and plan my own schedule and coordinate with parents on when kids are coming and set my own times as it's out of my house or I do at my house. Yeah, it's been really fun and I enjoy it and I get to make an extra couple, some money and
yeah, it's fun. I think it's really cool that you knew your strengths and you knew that you didn't have time for like a traditional job.
Yeah.
So you made it work with this and you're teaching kids, which is also really cool.
Yes, very.
Yeah, and you took your payout and you invested it back into your company,
yes,
your little business, and you upgraded.
Yeah.
So that's a smart decision, we'll say.
Yeah.
And what about you?
Yeah, I, growing up, have always relied on my parents for most of my things, and ever since, which, since I haven't been making my own money, I don't really love to spend it because I don't like doing that to my parents just because everything they've done for me and all that. So ever since getting this money, I have been spending a little bit more and haven't had so much regret kind of doing it, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, would you say that you're more reserved and, like, save more, and are you more of a spender?
I definitely want to save money.
Unfortunately, I'm a spender.
That's okay.
But I do put some money away just for college and other future emergencies or things that I plan on doing. So
sure. Did you guys get student loans for college? Did parents pay for college? How did college come?
Yeah, do soccer and my academics, I got most of my college paid for, and what I haven't is my parents are taking out loans and
yeah, I was gonna say, I think we're both almost on full rides between soccer and academics, so we're not really spending that much, so no loans or anything. But
well, that's good. That's a really good, like, fresh start. I myself, I've got student loans I'm still paying off.
Yeah,
me too.
So yeah, Sierra, you got student loans.
I sure do.
Yeah, so I think we'll talk about our college. We both have very untraditional college experiences, I would say. I am with my high school sweetheart.
I am also with my high school sweetheart.
Which my husband, now we were together whenever I was in college. We lived together going through college, so I basically didn't live at home. I had my husband and I, we had a house together, and I was going to college, and then I changed my major and then ended up finishing everything online, and I'm actually getting ready to start to go back and get my master's. But I was on my own. I had to take out student loans. So it was rough and it was tough, but I'm so glad that I did it. What about you?
I have a very similar experience. We bought a house, but we did get roommates. So my husband and I bought a house when we were in college, and then some of our friends, like, moved in with us. So I always say I got the college experience of roommates and what that's like. But we also were so not traditional, being, like, young and engaged and also going through college, so.
Yeah. It was like you had a little dorm there.
We created our own dorm.
Yeah, for sure. You guys live on campus?
Yes. In dorms.
Do you guys have roommates, I guess?
Yeah, I have three other roommates, and I've lived with them since freshman year, so it's been super fun.
Yes, this past year I had five other roommates, and I'm going to have three this year.
Wow, do you like that? Do you like having roommates and living in dorms?
Yeah, definitely makes the college experience so much better. I couldn't imagine, like, living at home, because with soccer we couldn't, but if we were just going to school, that was definitely an option. But I love my roommates, and I love being with them and around people, so.
Well, nice. I love that. And it's got to be nice to be able to have a place to stay. And the college is paying for it, right, through your scholarship? So that's wonderful. So back to finances. Do you guys remember when you opened your first checking account?
I do. I was around 17. I was a junior in high school. My mom took me to a local bank, and we opened a checking account that I still currently have, but yeah.
Okay, so you didn't have a say in the bank?
No, I did not.
My mom just picked it. I'm assuming she banked there, so then she took you and said, okay, let's open your own account.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you? Don't have a checking account?
I haven't opened one with my parents.
Your Heritage one is your first one?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So you do have a great story. So since she's NIL with us, in order to do that, we deposit her earnings into a Heritage checking account. So her first checking account is with us.
And it's a student reward.
Oh, yes. That's a great segue. Sierra, tell us about student rewards.
Student rewards is a great program. If you're in college, it's completely free. You get benefits for doing things like being on the dean's list or other accomplishments that you might get. It's a wonderful program. Taylor, what's your experience with student rewards?
Yes, since I've opened my account and with the student rewards back in March, I have made the dean's list, so I got some money back from that, as well as opened up, I think it was Apple Pay or Apple Wallet, and got some from that, and just made a little bit here and there, and it's been good.
Yeah, and you've got student rewards, Kayla, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Have you been, do you guys, like, track every $10 that gets deposited into your account?
Yeah.
You guys are probably pretty close to, like, maxing out the rewards you can earn.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because, like, the things, like, spare change, you're probably both enrolled in. Then the dean's list, you can get that twice a year, but adding to your Apple Wallet is a great example. That's a super easy thing to do, and you get $10 for it.
Yep.
So yeah, we're really trying to promote our student rewards program. So I know you guys talked about it in your posts and things, so we appreciate that, but it is a really good program for students. Super easy to do and super easy to sign up.
So whenever you're looking at like banking and that type of thing, what things interest you? Like, is it digital banking and the way it looks, or is it certain features that a bank might have? Is there anything that like stands out?
I would say, yeah, definitely digital banking. Mm-hmm. Heritage is very, obviously the branch on Washington is super nice and very new and up in technology. So I think a lot of our Gen Z loves that because we do a lot of stuff online through our phones, and like that drive-through type thing is very cool for us, I feel like.
Express tellers.
Yes. But yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely the virtual banking part of it. It just makes it so much easier. And like when they promote that as like the face of their company, it's just like draws you towards it because it's so.
And as athletes, obviously we don't have the time. So to be able to just get on our phones or just make a quick little stop or run.
It's all convenient.
And very, yes. Yeah. Yes, very.
Great. So you think we're doing a pretty good job with the digital side of things and the express tellers and all that. Okay, that's great. Because we definitely want to appeal to your generation. That is great. So I do want to know, so you guys don't have student loans, so we know that.
Mm-hmm.
What about bills? Do you guys have any bills? Do you have to pay for your cell phone bill? Do you have to pay for anything yet?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
That must be nice. So if anything, any piece of advice you take from this is save your money now, because you will probably never not have a bill again.
Yeah.
Like, you're only going to get more bills. Yeah. So if there's a time in your life when you have none and you're making even the smallest amount of money, it's going to be to save it.
Yeah.
And that just shows you, like, there's no one-size-fits-all for college students, like Gen Z, because I know some are supporting themselves and some athletes are able to do that. So it just depends on who you are.
It really does. I was paying bills when I was in college. My husband and I were.
Where did you work when you were in college?
Oh, okay. So when I was in college, where did I work? My very first job, which was right when I graduated high school, when I was no longer an athlete anymore.
Yeah.
I delivered newspapers to businesses. And I can remember, I would make Cody go with me, which is my husband now. And we would go and we would take these big bundles of newspapers to these businesses. And I remember I saved up $1,000 doing that. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm doing something, because I got paid nothing doing that. Yeah. It was awful. And I had to pay for my own gas. It was a terrible gig. But I did that first summer. And then while I was actually getting my bachelor's degree, so I was able to do that mostly online, I worked at a dental office. I was a receptionist there. And I started dabbling in doing like their social media, because I really didn't have social media page. So I started creating like ads and flyers and graphics and things for them. And that's when I was like, okay, I know that I want to go into marketing. Like, I love this so much. So then I switched my major and then finished there. But I've had plenty of jobs. but those are probably the two milestone ones was like my first job and then the one that when I knew like I wanted to do marketing. But what about you, Sierra?
My first job was waiting table. I made minimum wage. And I thought I was like, my first paycheck, I remember it so vividly. I was like, this is my money that I earned myself. And then during college, it's kind of a funny story. So I was a teller here. And then I did a marketing internship here. And that's also where I kind of was like, okay, this is definitely what I want to do is marketing. And then I left here because I was moving and I had several other marketing jobs and then came back and now I'm back to Heritage.
Yeah. I mean, it's really is funny how the path and the things that you do to get you to where you are today. And I know I feel like I can speak for Sierra as well, as far as like we had a rough road to get to where we are. We had the grind, we had the bills, we had not a lot of financial support from family. So we had to do everything on our own. So if anything, I know that taught me is like the value of a dollar and how important it is to save your money and to not take things for granted. And you also appreciate it a lot more. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to add on to that too. Just when all that money entered my checking account, I was like, my dollar dropped. I was like, oh my God, this is all my own. Yeah. And as I was spending it, I was like, and it started going down. I was like, oh my God. I was like, it really does make you realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it hurts a little more.
It hurts. Yes, it does. Compared to like, you know, when it's my parents or I go buy something with my parents' money, but when it's your own, it's just like, it's a whole different world.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I think, not to say that our story is any better than your guys' story, because as student athletes, that takes up so much of your time. It's basically a full-time job. Yes. And I get that. So, and you guys are even doing these things on the side, like the NIL and, you know, the coaching and things like that. So you really are getting a very good foundation as to, you know, earning your own money and saving your own money and spending your own money, like what that's like. So you guys are doing really good. But so back to the fact that you guys don't have bills. Okay. You don't have bills. We have bills. You will have bills. So save your money. The things that you're buying then, if you don't have bills, are fun things then, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you actually get to spend your money on things that you want to do.
Yeah.
So what are some things that you guys want to do and you spend your money on?
I would say mainly clothes and food, for sure. It's like main things.
I feel like, well, my parents are very adamant on when I go out with my friends and do stuff with my friends or fun stuff, go to the movies, do whatever, go shopping, that I use my own money. So, yeah, definitely fun things like that. Or, like I said, I get my nails done, just little things.
What do you think your first bill will be? Like, do you think you're going to buy a car or a house? So, like, what do you think your next big thing will be?
Definitely a car. Because for me, at least, I want to try and live at home once I get out of college for as long as what I can to save my money. But yeah, definitely a car, I'd say.
Same.
So speaking of buying a car, you have to have credit for that. So do you guys know much about credit? Do you know what your credit score is? Do you know if you have credit?
I have my parents' credit card, so I don't really know much about it.
So are you on your parents' credit card?
Yes.
Like an authorized user?
Yes. I have my own credit card with my name on it, but it goes off in my parents' account.
So that's a wonderful idea, because you're establishing credit and not having to pay the balance.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Your parents really set you up for success by putting you with that, because every time that they're making their credit card payments, they're adding, like, you're getting credit.
Okay.
So that'll be good. When you do want to buy a car, you'll have probably some credit.
That is new information to me.
Yes.
But like your parents have, like, really thought it for you.
They really have. Do you know if you, do you have a credit card?
I do not have a credit card, no.
Do you use parents' credit card or anything like that?
I don't. Like, if I go out with my parents or something, they'll pay for it, whatever, but if I just go, I typically use my own money for all that kind of stuff. So
so when you go to buy a car, they'll run your credit, and depending on, there's a lot of things that go into credit, and we're not going to get into that because we're in marketing, we're not experts at that, but I know there's a lot of factors that go into it, like the length of how long your oldest account has been open, do you make your payments on time, what is your how much available balance do you have, like on, say, a credit card, for example. So a lot of that stuff, we won't get into that. But it is important when you go to buy a car because it's going to determine things like what's your interest rate going to be? Do you have to put money down when you buy this car? So I'm sure since you guys both seem like you have a very supportive family, they're probably going to go with you to get your first car and they're probably going to co-sign. So if you guys ever like default on a payment or miss a payment, your parents will be responsible for that.
That's what cosigner is.
What cosigner is, yes.
And that's exactly. Typically if you don't have enough credit, that's what you have to cosign
with you.
One way to establish credit is to get a credit card and pay it off every month. That's just another way that you can build your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did that when I was in college because I didn't have any credit. So I got like a $300 limit on my credit card. And I put like gas and food on there, and then I pay it off every month, and that's how I was able to then buy a car and buy a house with my husband and those things, because I've done that.
Yeah, that's different than my path, but that is a much easier path to do it that way. I wish that I would have like had somebody tell me that when I was younger, was, hey, get a credit card, you know, your limit's going to be really low because you don't have much credit, but you can probably get approved for a credit card. Put a little bit of money on it at the end of the month, pay the whole balance off. Don't just pay the minimum balance.
Yeah.
So that will definitely help you establish credit. This house here bought a car.
It is.
I didn't know that.
I learned this piece of information from working at a credit union because I worked here as a teller and intern. And I was like, oh, I need to know what my credit score is. And it was nothing.
It didn't exist.
So that's when I started to do that.
Yeah, so if that's something that you guys would be interested in, Heritage has credit cards. There's a lot of other companies that have credit cards too, but it's super easy. And as long as you just don't rack up a balance, don't pay that minimum payment, just pay the balance off in full. Even if it is putting a couple $100 on there, you can just put on there what you know you're going to be getting for your NIL each month and just use your NIL earnings to pay it off too. It really is just a really good way to establish credit. Since you guys don't have a credit card, well, you do, but not technically. So if you guys are online shopping, do you guys see on there the buy now, pay later, or the after pay, whenever you purchase something? Have either of you used that before?
I have never.
I haven't either.
No? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have used it once. Sierra, have you used it?
I've used it once or twice.
Yeah.
When I was younger, yeah.
It just feels, so basically, if you don't know what that is, it basically means you can purchase something, and it's on basically anything. I think what I used it on was like a clothing order that I ordered too much on, and I did it in installments. It's basically you just make payments, like four equal payments or whatever that length is, and it'll pay off your balance. And it doesn't do your credit score or anything like that. But I was just curious if the younger generation, because I feel like they definitely target a younger generation whenever they're doing their marketing and the websites that they're putting it on. So I was curious, but if you guys don't use it, I mean, do you remember, and Sierra, you probably do, maybe you do. Do you guys know what layaway is?
I've never heard of it.
No. I like, sort of. It's more like a vague, I've heard my parents saying layaway.
Okay, that's fair, because I was not old enough to use layaway, but I remember my parents using layaway for like Christmas, specifically my mom. So what this was, guys, is you would go to a store, like say, JCPenney.
Yeah.
And you would see something that you wanted and you put it on layaway. Basically, you took this item of clothing and you took it back to like the customer service desk, and you had somehow, there was some sort of account set up. And they would hold the items that you wanted, like they would physically hold them, and you would just go back whenever and you would pay on it. And then when it was paid off, you got to take your items home. Is that not crazy to think that that existed?
Yeah, that's crazy. There's no instant gratification.
So that's not a thing
anymore? I don't think it's a thing anymore.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I remember it was big around the holidays because people would go and buy Christmas presents and they would put their things on layaway. And you would go just whenever you were like going JCPenney and you're going to make a payment on your layaway.
Oh my God.
My mind really is blown just telling you guys this and thinking how that existed. I don't know. It's bizarre.
It's crazy how now you can do buy now, pay later, and you get the items immediately.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't paid for them all the way.
I think that's a shift in the universe as a whole.
Like, is that just an online thing, or is that in-store, too?
I think some stores now have it in-store.
The clothing store?
Yeah, I feel like some clothing stores have it.
That is so strange. So is it just, like, on the card?
It's like when you go to swipe, it's like put this on Afterpay and you can log into your Afterpay account or something.
That is crazy.
But don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure.
So it's good that you guys don't use it. It's a bad habit to get into. If you can't afford it, you shouldn't buy it. That's like a good rule of thumb.
How do you feel like as a Gen Z, do you guys talk to your friends about money?
Yeah, I feel like in the Gen Z, well, obviously, things are starting to get more expensive, but the Gen Z really is, like, about money. Like, everyone, I feel like, also tries to kind of show, they have in that way.
People don't talk about it as much, but it definitely shows, and you can definitely, like,
you think tell it's more, like, people. Do you think that's social media? They're sharing what they've purchased and...
Yes, 100%. A little bit. Yeah, social media is definitely a huge part of... How you can definitely tell.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because social media can also, it is completely fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't know how people are telling the truth.
100%.
Right.
And that might make you feel, or not you specifically, but someone else feel like, oh, well, I don't have a brand new Mercedes. Like, I'm not making as much money.
Yeah.
Whenever really that person may be in a lot of debt. And that's just what it is.
Yeah. You'll find that. A lot of the cases, it happens to be that way.
Yeah.
Social media is a lot of falseness behind it, which is sad, but that's how people express themselves. But we are so glad that you guys are partnering with us. You two have a super bright future ahead of you. And I think just learning all of this about you and your futures and where you are now, and just comparing Sierra and I's past and the things that we've lived through, I think you guys are on a really good start. I really do. I think you guys are being financially smart with your money. You're not just blowing it all in one place. And when you do spend it, you feel that a little bit.
Yeah.
It hurts a little bit. I think just if I could give you a piece of advice, it is to save what you can, but also you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, so you don't like save so much that you're miserable. You still have to live, and you still have to do things that you enjoy, but also just try to create your little nest egg just a little bit. That way, if anything ever happens, you've got something to fall back on.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
You got any takeaways for them?
Just to add, try not to compare yourself to people, because you never know what the truth is behind the social media and the pictures. And
yeah.
But I think you've kind of got that understood. So
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything to add to wrap it up?
I don't think so. I think we're just really excited for this next contract, and it only goes up from here. So
easy. Okay. Well, thank you guys again. And we hope we've touched on Gen Z banking, and we've reached out to all of the Gen Zers out there who are looking for a place to bank. Come to Heritage. We've got two NIL girls who will vouch for us, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Loans may be subject to credit review and approval, and property insurance may be required. Membership restrictions may apply. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Heritage Federal Credit Union.